Welcome to the Effleurage Massage Therapy Podcast. This is Maddie. I'm a wife, new mother, and self-employed entrepreneur. My business is built around helping people through massage, exercise, and teaching.
And I'm Holly, a small business owner, deep tissue specialist, and an advocate in your corner. This podcast is for everyone, but LMTs can earn credits by learning from our 20 years of experience.
Our goal is to empower massage therapists to become masters of their trade. We want to set a gold standard for our industry, and if it takes making waves to do that, then so be it. If that sounds good to you, then keep listening.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey there.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you today?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're talking about, what is it?
Today's a client question day.
Oh, that's right.
What's my homework?
Oh.
I send my people out with homework all the time.
I didn't do my homework.
You didn't do your homework?
I didn't do my homework right now. I had no idea what we were even talking about.
Oh well. Surprise.
Pop quiz.
What's my homework? sending people out with a few instructions. I always have this little quote of wisdom from the first person I worked for as a massage therapist. So, hey, Dr. Andrea Carey. She was a chiropractor. Anyways, but she would explain it to people like this. Your treatment or your therapy is like a stool. And the more legs it has, the stronger it is.
I like that.
Isn't that nice? So it's like, yeah, like don't just stand on the one leg of massage, right? Listen to these other things that you can be doing. That it's going to help you heal faster and keep your body out of trouble. You know?
Oh, I love
that. Isn't that nice? Like a stool.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
No, I think that it's really important that people do stuff in between their sessions. It helps prevent, one step forward, two steps back.
It does. It keeps things like, it can help keep that low level of pain maintained, it can help just with that whole healing process. Yeah. So I think a few big ones of those is just, like starting out simple, think rest and sleep because that's when your body will heal.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you please, don't leave your massage and go dig in the garden.
Yes.
Or build a fence or chop wood if you're my dad.
This is a really big thing.
It is. It's huge.
And I mean, I feel like I kind of want to be a little hard right now. And I really, really want to kind of scold you guys. Like when we're in the sessions and we're kind of like leaving and we're joking and we say that kind of thing. This time of year, I have said that almost after every single session, I think. Mm-hmm. Please, don't go dig in the garden. Like literally the thing that you came in here for was pulling weeds.
Yeah.
Please don't go out there today.
Just today.
Like,
yes.
And my thing I say is baby it, don't baby it. You can baby it a little bit by not going out in the garden, but don't baby it by putting it in a sling and sitting there as a couch potato the rest of the day.
Right.
Yeah. Use it. You want to get that circulation. You want to get the blood flow. All of that stuff flushing and moving, activating, loosening up, doing all of the good stuff that we need it to do.
And that's like, kind of another really big point too is moving and stretching, getting the proper exercises in. So I, depending on what the focus area is, I'll give people some stretches that can help with that low back or with that knee. And then I always tell people move, right?
Yeah.
Your body wants to move. Get that circulation going. Yeah. And you don't have to go and run a marathon and you don't need to go do heavy lifting. But if you go for a walk, get on the bike, just do some pedaling, get the movement in those joints. And then even, because there's a difference between stretching and just like moving that area, moving that joint. And a big one is neck. I feel like people get really tight and tense in their neck. And so I say, whatever you can think of from your shoulders to your neck, do it. Because you have all the capabilities to move. So use it so you don't use it or use it so you don't lose it.
Yeah.
So, ear to shoulder, chin over shoulder, look down, look up, roll forward, roll back, and then with the shoulders, do the shrugs up, do the shrugs down, do back, do forth. Yeah. You're going to feel where there's resistance. Listen to your body. Be there for a minute, right? Get in there and you don't have to, and I don't advise pushing past the pain. Listen to where that resistance is. Listen to where it starts to be painful. Stay right there.
Yep.
Move it around in there.
Yep.
Next time you go back to it, it will have changed.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Yeah, I think that that's really something that I like to suggest is grabbing onto the frame, I'm trying to like mimic like, it right now, the frame of a door. Right? Uh-huh. And kind of stretching and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I tell people, go through the frame, like use your hands and kind of like walk down the frame,
yes,
so that you're getting that mobility through the shoulders, mm-hmm, and you're really stretching. Because a lot of the times you think, okay, you bend down and touch your toes and that stretches your hamstrings. But there's a lot to the hamstrings. There's a lot. And it's a whole 360. You know, it's not just that one flat two-dimensional strip of muscle.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of different direction and angles and things that need to be moved in different positions.
Right.
And so I like to tell people, move through your stretch. Yes. You know, if you, go into, bend down, touch your toe, get however close you can, whatever. And then I like to shift, you know, mm-hmm, to the inner thigh, to the outer thigh, and kind of move through it. You know, whichever stretch it is that you're trying to do, or thing that you're isolating, moving through it, I think is really important. Because like you were saying, listening to your body, it's going to tell you, ooh, hey, when we move in that particular way, youch, there is something going on over there. That can be really helpful in your treatments, because then we're able to say, oh, so that particular direction or that spot or whatever, maybe that can help us isolate something like, bone spurs. I've had that happen before. You know, there's those micro little calcifications, little things happening inside the joints, that when you're moving through some of these motions and stuff, you don't notice it unless you just hit that one spot. And then, you know, you just never really know where moving through, feeling your body. You don't know where that's going to, you know, the education that it'll give you.
Yeah. So be in your body for a minute, listen to it, and then just subtle movements. We're not talking like over and over again, we could just say this, but just move.
Mm-hmm.
Just move.
Yeah.
Easy move and see what your body says.
Yeah. I like to do for arms and shoulders, right? Very simple, just rotating, doing a thumbs up and a thumbs down.
Yeah.
I feel that in my bicep and my shoulder in different areas. So, I mean, and for everybody's, whatever their thing is, you know, you're going to feel different.
Ulnar radial deviation.
Mm-hmm. But that's why you have to listen to your body. And what we suggest may or may not be the thing. Kind of on that note, because working in the medical office with all the other people and stuff, you know, I got to know some PT and OT people and stuff like that. And I love having some good referrals, because I'm not the best. I'm not going to lie, guys. Okay, so this is kind of a fear of mine, is saying muscles wrong. because our instructor,
there's a lot of muscles.
There was quite a few of them that she mispronounced, like a lot. And that was just like my initial was like, oh yeah, that's how you, gastremius. You know,
gastremius. Yeah, she used to say
that. Like little things like that. Like that's just what I call it. You know, things like that. And so it's like, so
it should be the gastrocnemius.
It was something real, like all these little things that it's like, so I tend to not necessarily use the big fancy words and things.
That's okay,
like that.
Because your client doesn't know what the gastrocnemius is.
But
so you just say calf muscle.
Yes. But that's why I also like having these fancy people that I'm like, "Hey, you know what? I think that you need to be stretching in this area, or this area is atrophied a little bit or something. And, you know, I think that maybe you should be referred to, have you ever thought about doing PT or, you know, like any of that kind of stuff?"
That's exactly right. Having a team.
Yes. They are professionals for the exercises and the stretches and stuff. Yeah. And so that's a great opportunity to have some people in your back pocket to be able to refer out.
Absolutely. Whatever. I mean, let's think. PT, OT, chiropractor, acupuncture, if you have in your area. We don't have a ton here, but there is some. Even if maybe you're somebody who just needs to take that time for themselves to chill for a minute, I'm going to tell you, you wouldn't think getting your eyelashes done would be such a big deal. But I get my eyelashes done every like 4 weeks, and I lay there on the table like rigid as a board. And I feel my jaw just like chewing and tensing. And I spend that whole hour just trying to tell my body to like relax, because I didn't realize how horrible. It's horrible. I'm just like tied as a board all the time. So maybe it's something like that for you, right? Or going and getting a facial somewhere where they've actually got your bite of face and you have to lay there take a yoga class, right? Where you're on the mat, you're in the room, you have to stay there for an hour. It's good for us. We need a time out. Give yourself a time out. Are you laughing at me?
I like that.
Yes, no, but make sure your stool has more than one leg for sure.
I love that.
Yes, yes. We kind of touched on some no-nos, but that's an important part of like your homework too, is just avoiding some things that will, like Holly said, take you a step back or undo some of our beautiful work. And that really can mostly be summarized with not straining that particular area, you know?
So listening to your body.
Listening to your body, yeah.
Oh, that just, I love that when I get those people come in and they're like, you know, I could tell I shouldn't do it, and I did it anyway.
Or I felt so great, and so I did it, because now I'm back to where I was.
Yeah. Yeah, so. You know, you made my shoulder feel so much better. I really thought that I could do that activity again.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, taking maybe a month off or whatever.
However much time. And then, like, get that strengthening in that's proper, you know, like, so that when you are doing that thing, you're using the muscles correctly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, our bodies adapt like you wouldn't believe. They're like, oh, this muscle's feeling tired. This one's going to kick in.
Exactly.
Because we have more than one to do a certain action, you know. And then pretty soon you think that you are like, you know, moving your arm, like, but you're really not using your shoulder anymore. You're moving your hips, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, no, I can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but your shoulder's not moving.
Yeah.
It's your hips.
Yeah.
Or the twist of your spine, but it's not your shoulder. So, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Another one, stay hydrated. We preach this like till we're blue in the face, but get hydration, get the circulation up so it can get to where it needs to get in your body, bring all the toxins out
like
of your tissues and replenish with good stuff
right away, guys.
But then like don't stop, right?
Yeah,
don't stop. I've got a water cup that follows me around my whole life. I bring it here.
Yes,
in the day, it sits in my kitchen, and I run by it, and it's just like another sip here, another sip there. At night, it's next to me in my bed. I've got another one at work, follows me around my office. It's not a bad thing to have with you.
Yes.
Whatever it takes, if it's a fancy cup.
Yeah. I love the people that they come to their sessions with water, because I'm saying, like, hey, remember, drink your water. And they're like, I got it out in the car.
Bonus points.
High five. All right. Yes.
Right.
I love it. Yeah. I always have, you know, we're sitting right here because we're here in my studio. I've got water just in case, you know, they forgot theirs. It's like, yeah, it's important, guys. Your body is already starting to do the process as soon as the massage starts. So you need to start hydrating so that we can help the kidneys, help the liver, help all the things.
It always seems like such a basic thing to say, but it's like it is the basic things that are most important.
Mm-hmm.
Like breathing.
Yeah.
It's just so important. Like, duh. But really, though, you know, it's we're just going to have to remind of the simple things, because that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also things I think that everybody, you know, has things they do in their life, whether it's work or you're at home or you have to drive, but there could be things that you can't avoid that are causing your body to have pain, have, you know, maybe some slight injury, or maybe it will be easier to injure because it's constantly being used a certain way.
Well, you know, my funny thing is, because I drive stick, and so my feet, I find they're just kind of different. Mm-hmm. Than like most people. Yeah, there's a lot of people that when they drive a lot, it's their right foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that? It's like the outside of the ankle and up through the calf. And
I've never noticed that. Mean on somebody else?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
when
yeah.
they have to drive a lot, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's the gas and the brake.
Okay.
Right?
No, actually, now that you say that, yeah. Like just a couple weeks ago, I was talking to someone about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so they're right. Usually it's the just right there on the outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that with most people, but because I have my stick, right? So I have that going on with that one, but it's like extra because I'm like doing it a lot between the gas and the brake and everything.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't stop driving your car, but you need to know that's an area that needs more attention.
Yeah, so
right?
I have to hit
get
that
out,
a
do
lot.
Some ankle rolls.
Yes, yes, it's real. It's like crunchy in mine.
Right,
it's bad. It's real bad. But yeah. I know that about me, you know, because it's that's something that's not going to change. I'm always going to have that car.
It's a thing I love you got. Well, I love that car too. What else? I mean, car rides, particularly, a lot of people have to commute and spend a lot of time. So make sure you're having the right lumbar support, right neck support. Don't be like uncomfortable in a place you have to sit all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like I've had so many stories about that where people, they literally will just sell their car because they're like, the seats just weren't working for my back.
You have to spend so much time in it. Yeah. If you can have a seat warmer in there, that'd be great, right? Yeah. Right. What about most typical jobs? You're at a desk.
Mm-hmm.
So those sit-stand desks have become really popular, especially in the past few years. It seems like everybody and their mothers got a new desk like in 2020. Yeah.
So how about we get the sit-stand desk with the anti-fatigue mat?
Yeah, baby. Ooh. Yeah. And then make sure, like, when you are sitting, you've got the right chair, it's at the right height. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you're not looking up at your computer or down at your computer. Like, take the time. It's kind of like being in your body. Hey, be in your office for a minute. Before you start working, look at everything. Be like, does that look like it's the best for functionality and, for treating my body?
I've always thought that the best kind of keyboards, if you're good at it, right, are the half and half kind. Because I don't like...
Oh, like the ergonomic?
Yeah. Well, the ones, if they, like, they actually... Like spread apart. And then I feel like if you can have your arms out at about a 45, like your hands are at about a 45 degree angle out from you, I feel like that is a much more natural position to be able to put your shoulders back and down.
Yes. Right? Because if it's all right there in front of you. If you're here,
you can't.
You roll forward.
You can't. You naturally roll forward. Yeah. So I always tell people when they're trying to recover from any kind of surgery, injury, anything shoulder related, that's a big thing for me, is that if they have a keyboard that they have to use, try if they can to make that happen. If they have to wear a sling, try and finagle it so that it's not keeping your arm naturally rolled in front of you.
Right.
But so that it's kind of more off to the side.
Yeah. And you can rest.
So that you can rest your shoulder and rest all that. And that was kind of a little bit of a tangent. Sorry.
No, I think that's an important one. Absolutely. That's another big part of a lot of people's lives. And like everybody, just practice that real quick. Like bring your hands in front of you like you're on a keyboard and then bring them out, like Holly said, like a 45.
Yep.
Don't you feel so much better in your shoulder blades right now?
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
like when you're at the gym, right? And they say that thing that you're supposed to do with your shoulders when you're lifting weights and right. It's like you're supposed to pretend like there's a pencil or something that you're trying to grab with your shoulder blades. That's how you're supposed to work, right? Those upper back muscles and stuff. And that's what I feel activated. As soon as I do that motion.
You do that, it's automatically opening up that shoulder in the front. It?
Wouldn't so this be the best better. Keyboard? Wouldn't this? I know, it would. But you know.
It would. Because we put a lot of strain on those traps that are holding our shoulders back. And that's
honestly, it's the pecs.
Well, and the pecs are like pulling everything forward.
Yeah.
So it's a huge tug of war. All of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Between,
just everything. And then, it comes all up into the ears. Mm-hmm. All of that getting scrunched.
I think I need a massage now that we're talking about
this. I know. It's like making me feel achy. Just like talking about this. I don't
know. Gosh, we're not doing our homework. Actually, I get a massage tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about that.
Jealous.
Yeah. Well, and. Keeping this massage routine is important. Like I see people sometimes only once every 6 months when they really feel bad. And they're like, okay, I'm set. I got to go save the world. See you next time. And then, they come back. But I'm really proud of the people who, before they leave, they reschedule their next one. Mm-hmm. And then, they obviously make progress and they don't get too far behind before, they're next. So keep that a part of your routine. Just make sure you're doing all these other things too.
Yes. I mean, just basic healthcare, right? I mean, you're drinking water, hopefully getting exercise, staying active, and then you want to just be taking care of your muscles. You want to be doing your stretches and, all of your stuff, and then getting your massages, staying on top of your injuries and your ailments and whatnot.
Like you say, it's like basic healthcare. It's preventative. Exactly. This is what most of the rest of the world talks about and encourages.
Yes.
Most of what we do here in the U.S. is like, oh, that hurts. Here's a pill. Oh, mm-hmm. here's a surgery. Like, mm-hmm. like we wait until it's bad. Second. It's like, yep. yeah, my knee's bad. I'll probably get a replacement in 15 uh-huh. years.
Oh, they say it's bone on bone, but it's I can wait a little bit longer. I feel like, honestly, a lot of that is because we have to take so much time off from work, mm-hmm. and it's just really difficult. I mean, I think yeah. that plays a lot into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody wants that, but it just ends up being accepted as so normal.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if as a society, we really just thought about all of the stuff we've been talking today, like, and just making that a priority, maybe we could avoid a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. Preventative medicine. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, kind of talking about chairs and stuff, when I'm working with somebody, one of my favorite things to start talking with them about is their sleeping habits, because I find a lot of the times people with like one worse shoulder, one worse hip, whatever, it's because they're side sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this whole thing. it's kind of funny. I have all these jobs that I want to have.
Yeah.
I want to do everything. Yeah. Right. And one of the jobs that I don't think exists out there that I want, it's like a sleep analysis person, where I just like analyze. Like a
sleep study?
Yeah. And I just sit there and I'm like, okay, so you do this kind of stuff typically.
So go watch people sleep? Like, I know, in their own house?
But like, I would probably.
I don't think I could do it.
I know. It would be on fast forward, I imagine, because like, how else could you, like, you know, you watch,
oh, you like mean like
8 hours you'd videotape over, it. Yeah, over like, oh, like 2 minutes, like, yeah. I'd compress it, you
no,
know
I was like, saying I couldn't sleep if somebody was watching me.
Oh no, like, I would just, it would be like, yeah, we're getting hung up on the semantics here, but I'm sorry, just saying, okay. I would analyze how people sleep, like, okay, let's put, okay, for Maddie, we're gonna put sensors, nobody's watching,
okay
we're gonna put sensors so that I can tell how often you turn onto what sides and yada yada yada. So
I think that's an actual job. I think it exists.
Well,
you could do it,
because I've had a lot of conversations with people about how when you're side sleeping, if you have a pillow in the front of you, right, and you're able to keep both your shoulders and your hips stacked, you're just a lot more comfortable. And there's like a whole realm out there of sleeping habits that are just fascinating. Do you do the thing where if you're a side sleeper and then it's like that bottom hip, you like twist it, and then you're like half sleeping on your stomach and half sleeping on your side?
Kind of. Like, I always use the pillow between my legs, because it like helps with your back and your knees and stuff. Yeah. And then I always have a wiener dog on my back, it seems like, because our dog sleeps in our bed. For the first like 6 to 8 months of his life, he slept on top of my head.
Well,
I don't have any license to make fun of people and their dogs, because I can't believe I allow that.
That's insane.
He won't sleep anywhere else. Yeah. So it's funny how, like, how many people have you talked to, though, where their dogs have literally evicted them from their beds and they go and sleep like in the spare room or something? Like, it happens a lot.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. Sorry. I kind of distracted.
Well, but that's one of my things that I would say for things that you can prove, you know, it's like you can get different pillows. You can get, rotate your mattress, get a pillow top. If you sleep with a partner, really analyze your, like, sleep is so important. You guys, you should prioritize the health of your sleep over being in a shared bed with a partner if it's interrupting your sleep,
right? Like, if they snore really bad,
or like there's a lot of different things that, like, if you're not consistently getting good sleep because of your partner, like, it's healthy for your relationship and for everything, mm-hmm. for you guys to sleep in separate beds. Like, it's been proven and whatnot. So I encourage it. Okay, like, sleep,
get good sleep.
That's my like big thing.
No, it's important. That's where all the healing happens. Yeah. So do what you can to improve that quality of your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Feel better in the morning.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Wake up actually healed.
There you go.
I like that.
Love it. All right. Well, I think we're just about at our time for today. And that's everybody quite a lot of homework.
Yeah. Well, that's usually about, it covers probably everything that I would normally give for homework.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, those are all the basic ones.
And just definitely don't wait too long. That's a big thing. Like, don't wait too long before it starts getting like really painful and stuff. Cause then it's just a lot of mess for us to have to work through, and the session, you know, what we can get done in an hour, you know, it's only so much. So, make our job a little easier. Oh, hot tub or, hot shower beforehand. Like I would love that if you, came to me a little ready. Right. I've got somebody that she uses her hot tub every time before she comes to her sessions.
And then her muscles are all warmed up.
And, fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
See, heat is good to help relax those muscles. Yeah. It brings all the circulation in.
Yeah.
Ice. So, what I always tell people is like heat, is going to bring the circulation to that area. So if you have a problem with swelling, it's not a great idea. Mm-hmm. But you could do ice as well if that makes it feel better. Mm-hmm. Like if it's just, if there's not a swelling factor and it's just a matter of feeling better, do whichever one feels better, heat or ice.
Yeah.
But before massage, heat. Yeah. Heat is helpful.
And usually like after, I tell people I would avoid doing heat today because like you're saying, like the swelling, inflammation, like we just worked that area. Your body is going to be going into repair mode. You're going to have some local inflammation.
Right. So cold, I always say shower.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say avoid heat today, but after, probably fine. As long as you're not feeling that heat, that tenderness to the touch, any of those local signs of inflammation. Absolutely. Let's throw some heat on that. But for today, some ice.
Yeah.
Ice will be your friend for today.
Absolutely.
Take a Tylenol, take a nap, take a big old gallon thing to bed with you and just chug it all night.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Good homework.
Good homework, I say. anything else you want to touch on, or shall we save it for next time?
Oh, well, I guess we'll probably save it for next time.
Okay. Well, that's good for today then. I'm glad that we got to talk about this. Hope everybody learned something.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Maddie.
It was great
talking with you today.
Yes, very good.
Thanks for listening to another episode. If you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review so other people can find us too.
Hey, LMTs, don't forget your credits. We offer this show to make education accessible to you. Every LMT needs to maintain their license by completing continuing education. Click on the link in the show notes or visit our website to claim the credits that you need.
And if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or the website at effleuragemassagetherapy.com. And as always, at Effleurage,
we've got your back.